That's our analysis for Thursday, September 3rd, 2026. Before we wrap up, we have a time capsule moment, a regular exercise in intellectual honesty about past claims that didn't age well. Back on May 18th, we reported on what we described as Ukraine hitting its fourth Russian ship in the Caspian Sea that month. Listeners, if you got out a map at any point, you may have noticed the problem before we did. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, deep inside Russia and its neighbors, with no maritime connection to any body of water Ukraine could access militarily. Ukraine has no naval capability anywhere near the Caspian. That claim was, to put it charitably, not grounded in geography. We're sorry for that one. We should have caught it before it made air.
The lesson there isn't just check the map, though. Yes, check the map. It's that plausible-sounding military claims during active conflicts need basic physical and logistical verification before they get reported as fact. We'll hold ourselves to that standard more rigorously going forward.
On today's episode, the threads I keep returning to are these. We're in a period where multiple high-stakes dynamics are running simultaneously without clear resolution timelines. The Iran situation could de-escalate or widen within days. The AI infrastructure question will take 18 months or more to resolve. The domestic political fractures in the Republican Party are real but slow-moving. None of these are going to snap into clarity by next week.
What I'll be watching in the near term: whether the Senate's September 14th return date forces the McConnell question into the open, whether any of the GOP convention absentees face formal consequences from party leadership, and whether the Booz Allen autonomous hacking claim gets independently verified by security researchers. Because the gap between a contractor's press release and a peer-reviewed capability assessment is often quite large.
On the international side, watch Iran's response window. After the U.S. resumed strikes Tuesday, Tehran typically takes 1 to 2 weeks to calibrate a public response, whether that's diplomatic signaling, a proxy action, or something more direct. The next 10 days in the Gulf region are consequential.
And on the AI infrastructure story, watch who signs multi-year compute contracts versus who's operating month to month. Contract duration is the real signal of confidence.
Every segment of today's episode is individually shareable. Each one is built to stand alone. So if the Iran analysis or the AI bubble discussion is what your community needs, send them that segment directly.
One last thing before we go, and this is something we mean genuinely. This podcast would require a full production team to build on the timeline we're doing it. The fact that we can deliver this kind of depth every day comes down to two tools we're genuinely grateful for. Claude Code by Anthropic handles the script generation and production automation, and Perplexity powers our real-time topic discovery and research. What used to take a room full of producers and researchers, two people can now do with the right AI partners. We don't take that lightly.
I'm Marcus Rodriguez. Thank you for spending this hour with us.
I'm Sarah Chen. We'll see you tomorrow.